One of President Musharraf's senior legal advisors is in Washington this week defending the need for a state of emergency. Ahmed Rasa Kasuri is also a senior advocate of the Supreme Court of Pakistan and one of the authors of Pakistan's constitution, written in 1973. Despite the calls for mass street protests from opposition leaders, Kasuri says the protests will end in a few days' time. He says they will not gain widespread popular support. Kasuri stopped by our studios today. He acknowledged the suspension of Pakistan's constitution and the dismissal of the Supreme Court was an extreme step, but he says it was necessary for the good of the country.
The first responsibility of the statecraft and the government of Pakistan is to see that Pakistan stays as a stable and integrated Pakistan. If Pakistan is there, there will be scores of elections, there will be rule of law. The courts will also be there to exercise their judicial activism. But presently, our state of affairs in the countries are very floating. And that is the responsibility of government of Pakistan to see that the statecraft remain intact.
But here in Studio 2A here in Washington, D.C., you're talking about a country that seems to be moving toward some sort of stability, that things will move toward much more of an even keel. But the everything that we see, the reporting out of Pakistan today, the pictures of the police clashing once again with the lawyers, it seems to say otherwise. And again, with Benazir Bhutto, who's associated with the largest political party in the country, calling for mass street protests, it doesn't seem like the country's heading toward more stability. It seems like you're steaming toward more chaos.
No. These are all media hype, you know. I mean, you withdraw the media and you will find nothing on the ground. It's a media hype. The same media created a hype that there will be no election of the president. And he was elected.
Now, you are an advocate and an advisor and a good friend of President Musharraf. So you at all concerned about his authority and his credibility, how he can stand and justify his crackdown on one hand against militants when at the same time he's cracking down on any kind of political dissidents in his country, throwing lawyers and human rights workers in jail, placing them under house arrest, sanctioning, in some cases, their beatings at the hands of police?
See, the position is that if the somebody will take law into the hand. There's Section 144, which means that more than five people can't come on the streets. I mean, idea is to maintain the stability and the law and order.
Now, there's rule of law, but there's also respect, which authority really relies on, holding on to the respect of the people. And are you concerned that this will undermine his authority in the long run?
You know, he is very, 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 very strong. He has been elected for his second term. Election will take place. He has got a very powerful party. Kindly see, you have in your country a long history of democratic tradition and values. After 9/11, what have you done? See, you have also introduced an emergency. You can pick up anybody. Detentions, where the court's power is totally stripped off. Well, these are the some of the measures that you have to adopt in order to maintain stability of the country. And prime consideration is integrity and the stability of the country. I mean, there are a lot of fingers raised on you when you talk of rule of law and what you call it due process of law. There are so many fingers on you that you are running a Guantanamo Bay where the Supreme Court of the United States does not have access. If we have become unpopular, we have become unpopular following your agenda against terrorism. And if today we say we have nothing to do with terrorism, today there will be people on the streets of Pakistan raising slogans for the government. You see, long live Musharraf. You see, if you dictate us and threaten us with the discontinuation of your aid, that's being very unfair. And we are trying to contain the menace of terrorism in that part of the world.
Now, I know your time is very tight, sir, so I just have one last question. How long do you expect President Pervez Musharraf to impose this emergency state?
As minimum as possible. The moment statecraft is on even keel, peace is restored, the terrorist is contained and well controlled, and we are ripe for holding election, we'll go back to the rails of democracy, because Pakistan is the country which came into being from the womb of democracy. It was 1946 election which held in the context of the the whole India that became the basis of Pakistan.
But do you see
so Pakistan is a democratic state.
A time frame, though. How long do we expect this state of emergency to last?
As soon as possible. As soon as possible.
Weeks? Months?
Well, maximum few months, Siti. Maximum few months, Siti. As soon as we are on even keel and peace is restored, we sure to our friends and to the international committee, we'll go back on the rails and we'll be holding election and word will say, well done, you have maintain the integrity of your country and also see restored democracy and the rule of law.
Ahmad Raza Khazuri is a senior advocate of the Supreme Court of Pakistan. He's also a member of Pervez Musharraf's legal team. Thank you very much.
Thank you.